With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Vice President Harris attends a rally in Milwaukee during the second night of the Democrat National Convention in Chicago.
During a ceremonial roll call of the states, Democratic delegates nominated Kamala Harris and Tim Walz as their party's presidential and vice presidential nominees.
We are so honored to be your nominees. This is a people-powered campaign, and together we will chart a new way forward.
Harris spoke from the same Milwaukee arena where Republicans held their convention last month, and a live feed was shown here inside the United Center. Greg Clugston at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago.
The convention's been the site of many protests. Jeff Burnside, who is the Secret Service's DNC coordinator, says more fencing has been added at a park where protesters breached a fence before clashing with police.
We've made repairs to the existing fence, and then we've made augmentations in areas that we felt were necessary. It's just an adjustment as these national special security events happen that we make routinely.
The fencing was set up before the event. Also at SRNnews.com, vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance tells a crowd in Kenosha, Wisconsin, that Kamala Harris wants to protect violent criminals from prosecution.
This is a person who wants to change the laws around violent criminals so that people who commit sex crimes with minors would not be categorized as violent offenders. Do we think that's a good idea? No, absolutely not. It's not a good idea.
Authorities in Argentina quarantined a cargo ship after a crew member showed symptoms of monkeypox. The vessel, which was sailing from Brazil, dropped anchor in a river off its destination in San Lorenzo. This is SRN News. There are free abortions going on at the Democratic Convention.
All this week in Chicago, Planned Parenthood says it will be providing free abortion pills and free vasectomies to convention goers and anybody else who wants them. The giant abortion business has set up a mobile clinic not far from the United Center where the Democratic Convention is taking place. Pro-life advocates, including Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America, say this blatant display is proof that the Democrats are the, quote, party of death. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri residents will now need proof of surgery or a court order to change their gender on driver's licenses. The state previously required approval from a doctor to update gender on state-issued ID. The change follows protest earlier this month against a man's use of a woman's locker room in a suburban St. Louis gym. A spokesperson for the gym said the guy showed staff a copy of a license which identified him as a woman. This is SRN News. California's largest wildfire this year is slowly being brought under control.
The Park Fire was 53% contained at last report, after scorching nearly 671 square miles in several northern counties. It destroyed 637 structures and damaged 49, as it became the state's fourth largest wildfire on record. A large portion of the fire area is now in the mop-up stages, and residents of evacuated areas are returning home. Timber in its northeast corner continues to burn. CAL FIRE says the blaze is currently burning islands of fuels within containment lines. John Scott reporting.
The price of gold is increasing, and some analysts believe it will hit a new record in 2025. Gold currently trading at around $2,500 an ounce. Many analysts cite gold's appeal as a safe haven asset as to why they expect it to rise even more in 2025. More details at srnnews.com.